For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a briefing by the CIA director, Senator Lindsey Graham says he's convinced that the Saudi crown prince was behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
MBS, the crown prince, is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Politics may be taking a break this week as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
Another fluctuation in the stocks with a massive sell-off on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and the Dow both fell 3%. One day after investors felt enthusiastic about an announced pause in the trade war with China, reality set in, boosted by a tweet from President Trump about being a tariff man. This is a reminder that there's only a pause in the trade war and that a negotiated deal is not yet finished. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A social networking platform is cleaning up its act. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Tumblr, the social blogging service owned by Verizon's Oath, says it's getting ready to ban all adult content, including nudity. It won't be allowed on the service beginning later this month. The new policy announced on Monday, just weeks after its iOS app was temporarily pulled from the App Store because of child pornography. It marks a dramatic shift for the Tumblr platform, which in the past embraced all varieties of not-safe-for-work content, including pornography. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational, and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.